Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's November 26, 2012. I have a full studio. Special guest Donna Crotchet, who retired from the University of Illinois, will be introducing her two missionary friends, Abel and Ruth, who are a part of and minister to the Lahu Hill tribe people of northern Thailand. So I'll introduce them in just a second. As we get everyone settled here, let me share a song by the praise band, Tell the World. It ties in with today's theme, so please stay with us. Hope your Thanksgiving weekend was great and you enjoyed all the Christmas music. And I'll continue to air Christmas music in the days ahead, and we'll transition into all Christmas music that first week of December. Here's Tell the World by the Praise Band.
Tell the world the message. Take it everywhere, to every tribe and nation.
So, Donna, you know all about a God that will never leave you nor abandon you because you've been walking with him faithfully for many years. And, in fact, the reason I have you in the studio today is to share a little your story and your heart for Thailand, where you visited for 7 times. But before we maybe share a little more about your story and your heart for how God's working in you, introduce these 2 special guests we have in the studio with us.
Well, today we have in the studio my good missionary friends, Abel and Ruth. They're missionaries to the Lahu Hill tribe people in northern Thailand. What I love about these 2 friends of mine, they love God very much, and they're such nice people, and they become really good friends of mine.
I know you're a little shy, especially you, Ruth, but Abel, you're serving and live in Thailand. You've been there your whole life, right?
Yes.
Built, I believe, like 8 churches, and you've worked with some orphanages, which is one of the reasons Donna has visited and served alongside you. But tell us about, well, first, tell us something about your wife, Ruth, and then I'd like you to tell us about Thailand and what God is doing there.
So about my wife, Ruth, She has a heart, you know, for a mission, and she has a heart for children.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a lovely wife.
She's clapping her hands, and there's a big smile on her face. I think I see 2 thumbs up, so that's okay. Very good. Husbandry 101, you're in good graces right now.
And she's a wonderful cook.
Yeah, I think you had said, like, a lot of gourmet cuisine Thailand food that every time you go, you enjoy that.
Spring rolls to die for.
And so tell us a little about Thailand, your native country, and where is it? Tell us a little about the geography and then what God's doing there.
Mm-hmm. Thailand is Southeast Asia. So we live in the northern part of Thailand. Thailand is the name. The city name is Chiang Mai City. So Thailand, 95% is Buddhist. Christian less than 1% right now. So we are living in the northern part of Thailand. So we work among the Lahu tribes, which is my own tribe. Right now, we also our work extend to another tribe we call the Shan tribe. So we work Lahu and the Shan tribe right now.
Now, does each tribe have its own language? And I think there's some customs or even the dress of each tribe. How does that all work? Like, what are the people types? Are there many, many different kinds of people?
Yes, in Thailand, we have many different kind of people, especially we have many hill tribes up in the northern Thailand. So each tribe also have their own language and their own costume. You know, these are totally different.
You're dressed very much like an American, you know, jeans and a nice golf shirt. And is there a custom dress or a costume? Is that what you call it?
Like your costume, right?
Like what would you wear if you were...
Outfit.
Yeah, your outfit in Thailand.
Thailand is like here, here in your country.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the hill tribe people, they have their own outfit. So... For us, we always dress, you know, like this.
Like this in America. Now, I have to be fair and give your husband equal time. Tell me something special about him or something that drew you to him. How long have you 2 been married?
This is the 27 years.
27 years?
Yep.
Okay. And what was that first encounter? Like, are marriages similar to the United States or... Were you kind of brought to each other because of your parents or folks? Or what's the custom in getting married in Thailand? Oh, you're shaking your head. Oh, is that...
You met in Chiang Mai, right?
Yeah, I met Eva in Chiang Mai. Actually, you know, like, I'm a city girl. Grew up in Chiang Mai City. And he's from a hill tribe people. At first, you know, it's kind of like different.
Mm-hmm.
The older people might say... Actually, in Thailand, I can say that the people in the city, they kind of look down of the hill tribe people. So I grew up in the city. I have a good education, you know, in the city. And then when I met Eber, and when we get, you know, to know each other, and, yeah, after we date or something, you know, like, the older people might not happy at first, you know, because they're, like, kind of look down of him. And finally, we pray, you know, after I know him, and I, before we get married, I baptized like a year before because of him, you know, he teach me a lot about Christianity. So when we get married, he seemed like a good guy, you know. So
he's a good guy.
He's a good guy at that time. But
we call that he's a keeper.
He's a keeper, whatever, yeah. So he like, finally, you know, the older people, like my parent or my relative, they all accepted him. Mm-hmm. So right now he is like the most favorite son-in-law, I can say that, you know, for my family, like now.
And I'm sure you may be unfamiliar with the program. It's from the 60s or 70s, Green Acres, but that was part of the storyline. This wealthy, rich, educated city girl meets this farmer, and she moves to the farmland. And it's a very kind of fun program from years past. But, well, tell me a little more about this coming to know Jesus, coming to know the Lord, becoming a Christian, because apparently in Thailand, I think you had mentioned, Abel, 90%+ of the people are Buddhists. Was your family Buddhist?
Yeah, I come from a Buddhist family.
So did you see some differences in him, and he started sharing about this Jesus that loves you? Was that like a new concept? Who is this Jesus? Tell me more.
Actually, I studied in the Christian school, you know, since very young in the city. So I know a lot about Jesus, you know, because every day in school, they will teach you about Jesus till about 12 years, you know, in that Christian school, yeah, till I met him. So it's not that hard to, you know, to know about this kind of thing. Yeah, so
God prepared you.
Yeah, I hope.
And now you've been serving children and serving in this orphanage and serving various churches, and it seems like God's really become alive and real and personal in your life.
That's right.
Let's go back to Abel, and then we're going to come back to you, Donna, because these are your guests and your friends and your co-workers, if you will. You've had the privilege, Donna, 7+ times to serve in Thailand. But Abel, share a little of your faith journey, how you got to know God and Jesus in a personal way in a country that, for the most part, was Buddhist. Was it missionaries? Was it a pastor? Was it a friend or a family member that helped you really get to know that God loves you and that Jesus was the Savior?
I'm a third generation in a Christian family. So at first, my great-grandpa, he from China and moved to Burma. During that time, my grandpa, he also, you know, a witch doctor in the village. And also at the same time, he also the headman of the village. So during that time, our Lahu tribe, they believe in the evil spirit. So evil spirit always want something from the people. So my grandpa, you know, have to do or practice many things. Like, you know, when the people in the village, they they got sick. So they have to come to my grandpa to do, to practice the, you know, the witch doctor. So after that, my grandpa know that, you know, evil spirit always want something from the people. They are not loved, you know, people. So my grandpa during that time also quite, you know, boring, you know, to practice this kind of religion. So one day, the missionary came to his village about, you know, teach them about Jesus Christ, how, you know, Jesus loves people. And after my grandpa heard that good news, he accepted Jesus Christ. And the whole, you know, village, I mean the villagers, also became a Christian.
Wow.
So I'm in the third generation, you know, from a Christian. My father also a minister in my home church.
Now, when you mention your grandfather, and wow, what a radical, but thank you, God, for that redemptive work, taking somebody that dealt with evil spirits. Probably Satan was all over that situation. And he was probably being the witch doctor, revered and probably wealthy in a sense that people came to him for healing, for hope, for to serve him so that he could give them their blessing or their answer. But I'm also thinking, wow, he then heard the truth. And this radical change that influenced not only your life and your father's life and the village's life, but wow, what an impact. I mean, that's incredible. But you used a word, hitman. Now, is that the same word we use? Like he...
Headman.
Oh, headman.
I'm sorry.
I was thinking of like mafia. So he's the witch doctor and a mafia hitman.
Headman.
Okay, so the headman of the village.
Look at my English, not very good.
No. Well, no, it's just maybe
that, that's a problem.
No, I'm just influenced. I'm thinking, oh, a hitman. Wow, the witch doctor and the hitman. So he kind of brought healing and if you didn't like him, you were a goner. Okay.
Sorry about that, Mark.
No.
You guys should do a lot of
work. Oh, no. You're doing great. Well, thank you, God, for your grandpa. And so I'm sure, as you mentioned, the whole community saw this radical change. And I would assume that when he learned to identify with God's love and the love of Jesus, it had to change his sharing, his disposition, his preaching, if you will, and the town. What were they suddenly now hungry to learn about Jesus, to read the Bible? Was the Bible in your language at that point?
Yes. During that time, we don't have a Bible in my language. Also, until now, my people, especially older generation, they don't know how to read and write. Right now, we have a Bible. We have I think about 10 years ago, right? We have 15 years. I think more than 50 years. We have a Old Testament. Before that, we have only New Testament.
Wow. I'm thinking here in America, you know, we have so many different versions of the Bible and access to the Bible for years and years, I mean centuries. Mm-hmm. And here to think, wow, only 15 years of having the completed Bible, the Old and New Testament together. It's almost hard for me to fathom, but you have seen God at work these 15 plus years. What point did you come to know Jesus as Savior? I mean, you had this legacy of your grandfather being a witch doctor, the headman of the tribe or the community, and then he comes to Christ, which influenced his children, your father, and then I'm assuming you're growing up in this Christian environment, this Christian home, even though many neighbors or people outside of the community or throughout Thailand are Buddhist. What was that like, and what helped you grasp that truth that God loved you, aside from seeing a difference in your dad and grandfather?
I grew up in a Christian family, so I got like no more, you know, children. You know, I go to the church every Sunday. We have activities at church every week. But, you know, until I'm age 13, during that time, I'm in the city. I mean, education in the city. So one night, I pray to God. I really know that God called me, and God, read one of the verse Bible. So after that, you know, I decided, because I really know that God loves me. So after that, I decided to receive Jesus Christ.
To start following him.
Yeah.
And follow him you have for these many years, and you've started, I think, up to 8 churches and an orphanage. And Donna, you've been involved, I guess, 8 or 10 plus years. I don't know if you've gone to Thailand every single year these last 8 or 10 years, but tell us a little of how you got affiliated with Abel and Ruth, and how God has used this experience to change your life and give you a real heart for Thailand.
Well, I worked with Tom Nation in the purchasing division at the U of I, and one day he says, Donna, I know you like to travel. You want to go on a mission trip to Thailand? So I thought about it maybe a day or so. I said, okay. Sounded like I'd never been on a true mission trip. And when I went, Abel and Ruth, they would take us up to these villages where these churches were, and they were very poor villages, and the kids would be all dirty, and we'd give them a lot of candy, probably giving them cavities, but I don't know, it touched something in me. I liked Abel and Ruth and what God was doing there, and we even got to give a Bible school. They had a Bible conference in Magon Village, and we got to teach the children in Bible school and do crafts with them, and Abel would translate, And also part of our group would teach the adults. And it just feels good to be able to present Jesus to people in other lands and talk openly about it. And when we keep going back, you watch these children grow and you see the same people. And I support a little girl in an orphanage. She's probably about first or second grade. And when you go see these children and they smile at you, it catches your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know here you're set in your career at U of I. You know, you're doing pretty well. You're kind of grown accustomed to your comfort zone, as they say. Mm-hmm. I mean, your everyday life, your activities, your friends, your family, your resources are going to... I know you've been supportive of this radio ministry and other causes locally, but suddenly God captured your heart on your first trip to Thailand, which led to the second and third and fifth and seventh, and mm-hmm. you just feel like a part of you is always there, and you've helped with this orphanage. And I know one of the things in one of your blogs or one of your emails to me, you said, Mark, they've even given me an opportunity to, like, preach. And
right.
here, I'm not a preacher or a teacher. I don't feel like that's my greatest skills.
Mm-hmm.
And yet God always takes these willing hearts. He takes all of us that are vessels, and he'll work in and through us. It's one of my favorite things to say, is how God desires to work in and through all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to see him doing that as you would interact with these kids and prepare a Bible lesson or even a little message from your own life. Tell us a little more about that.
Well, when I got to preach, that was a big stretch for me. But I thought, I have this opportunity to talk to adults as well as the children. And I've had a lot of brokenness in my own life. And so I'd spend a lot of time on these lessons because I wanted it to be something that would these people could identify with. I wanted it to be something that meant something to them. So I spent a lot of time on them. But the privilege of talking about Jesus to a group of people, you know, how can you turn that down?
Yeah, well, thank you, God, for your heart and the calling that he's had on you. And I'm going to ask all three of you to hang around, because I think we can have another day's worth of conversation, of testimony, of sharing. I'm going to stretch all three of you to share a little more and to stay with us for tomorrow, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. And we're going to keep you in the studio and continue to see what God's doing in Thailand and how our listeners, our Great News Radio listeners, can get involved, whether it's financially, through their prayers, or through maybe even going on a short-term mission opportunity. And Donna, you can tell us a little more of why you've returned over and over again and how you're planning on returning. In a few months, mm-hmm. you'll be returning. So we'll conclude this conversation now and have you stay around for tomorrow's edition of Mark and Friends. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.